Join us. And not only that, for the heart that you have to come and worship God with us here at the foreshore. So if you do not belong to New Methodist and you're here with us at the foreshore, we stand today to say thank you and welcome to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship scheduled service at the foreshore this morning. And this goes as well to those of you that are logging in, but you do not attend New Methodist, nor do you belong to the church. We stand today to welcome you and thank you for following us. And thank you for being part of the service every Sunday. And on a request, we are so blessed and we are so humbled that you acknowledge the services and all the things happening through my TV. And I would say today that we are so humbled with the opportunity given for you to choose my TV to be the provider for the word of God to your life, not only on Sunday but every day. So we stand today to say thank you. I speak on behalf of my TV and Stanley Simpson to acknowledge that request that has officially come through my TV. Regardless, maximum maybe juvenile, or maybe some of you people just waiting for your cases to come through. We can tell I know you've given up on life. You say to yourself, how did I do this? Why did I do this? You've never forgiven yourself. But this morning we would like to invite you to also encourage you. Our God is a God of second chance. Regardless of what you have done, regardless of those moments of your life that you want to give up on, we would like to encourage you today. Hey, don't give up on life yet. Grab the hem of his garment and tell him that he is your God and he is here to restore you. He's going to love you for the way you are. That you're an outcast. So we can remember No, your God is closer to you than the clothes you wear. Grab him and tell him that you love him and forgive yourself and come forward before God. And maybe you're listening to me today as I speak, acknowledging the prisoners, the Holy Spirit is burning me for the victims. Amen. So we can end on a catch, okay, well deserved. Now I can find closure to my grace because, you know, it's taken to task. Yes, everybody will feel that way. Maybe if it happened to me, I might feel that way as well. But today, we would like to stand on behalf of those prisoners who have offended you in any way, who have leave a scar and hurt you. The pain that they have done, it's so hard for you to forgive. We stand today to seek your forgiveness on their behalf. And please, allow the Lord to give you solace and good closure, and also allow the Lord to give that heart of forgiveness so we can give them another chance. So we stand today to say thank you for joining us. And also we came in and damage gonna be one in bullet to be mate, so we can just look well, you actually logging in. I've been receiving a lot of prayer requests on sickness. And that is why I don't want to forget the prayer request every day. Every Sunday as we stand. We don't want to walk past that moment. Yes, we can be excited talking about God's goodness. But I'm always reminded there are people out there with ailments and crying, not knowing how many days do you have left. Kidney problem percentage keep on falling. Dialysis keep on increases. Costs keep on going up. A lot of things that you say to yourself, you may not live longer than the way you have planned or even dreamt. So today we would like to also acknowledge and welcome you. Find a joy in your heart and serve him with gladness. He will give your heart's desire. And today, whatever sickness you may be suffering, tell the sickness to leave you. And today, whatever things and struggles that you're going through, maybe, yeah, the doctor's doing their job. They're giving you the exact factual report of the sickness that you're suffering. But you hear the facts, you believe in God. You hear the facts, you have faith in God. And have faith that you're going to be healed, and you will be healed completely. I'll give this time to Ngaselebu. Hallelujah.
Pikir tak begitu kau pikir dalam turangan nama ramah korban orang yang lewat sana tinggal bani nanti bawa. Hendak serasa tu main na televisyen main kendau, atau main viti atau lau. Pikir tu main lau izak tu malam bula. Nampak lagi pun sama tu main. Pikir tu main muka lau main kembara main mode main koma main batu oniata main batu main orang lau fulang lepas tu orang yang nimbul berdaka main lakian main dia bawa nombor lau mangu kat fangat tu dah nimbul berdaka. Hendak sama takkan isikan indai main na asal semua lah main tu toya. Kata lagi na mai nunggu enam ni wasul menemukan mai matuku nimbul binaka. Kata lagi na mai mualan nimbul binaka. Saya ni mulai mai bunuh batu. Kata lagi na mai kandabu mai zake ono kau semua besar gira nimbul binaka. Entah siapa melabu nimbul binaka. Kamu tu mai nasosu mai nabiti. Kata lagi na kamu tu mai lombi mai waya. Darong ada tukan tukan yang loni kuah. Dapat bini binaka tukan wana turanga. Hena singa binaka nikua. We were just claiming that the Asawa will become a region. Darong ada nikua ada tukan yang the things that you confess, you'll soon possess.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We walk by faith, not by sight. We stay standing maka mai waya bi mai lotoka kapature kuko mai lambasa nimbula binaka vei kemba kele ni matevalu nimbula binaka vei kemba ndomu na vendel ni nuku mai senai nimbula binaka mai siria ina vendelana nimbula binaka ena singa binani kwa nero itabi mekerobo mbula tiku vikenda ena singa binani kwa setala ni mule labi vikenda na leo imiti ni lako vangito vada laka vangande vangabuli sekemu nisa leo ni tunde leo ni bulo tunde bulo ni tiku kina kima mishabaka mbula tuka ina fosua totoka tunandraki tobosu wagalindi marabu lalu raitu na isa sokolami wangina kitali nga embasi kalibumai ombega hiri awa wakitalaki enu de tambongo enu mayas mataka nisika ni nainda mga bini binaka wakalibuana kalu wakasusu wanda wala turanga kabi kwa ya toka esamu kwa zi wubatu wana lange free kwa kereza tu na mata nisika isika ni somi emeni yuko somo na liwaliwa yuko somo na wai yuna kalowe somo na katumai uga mailo malangi kina mata nisika merliwi saume na ngaule ni yata mabata kinoa kina zangi rauzenguwa usumili mazenguwa talinguwa senga wakanduwa nipo ustail na zangi sulia na kalowe lisi winangani kwa kabi kenda nipo utambu ena mazi una kena wase tini ganduwa ruso ulgawalu ruso ulgaliwa kina tolso ulu ndula kwa maibia kukike mdu wakanduwa sa wadha nidolata wadha nidolata wadha nidolata eso sa wadha wadha nidolata sa andreke so sa andreke andreke sa yara so sa yara yara sa abiu gaikatu kutisu ndula kwa maibia come on to me all of you are tired of carrying heavy load and I'll give peace to your soul. Kau kan dulu mai biar kita mendoakan dosa. Oh, dan itu latar ni dalam dalam bibi. Aku nak pakai dengan kita do. Hallelujah. Doktor bikin mendoakan nunggu ibu.
Emeni.
Ni sarah orang orang nunggu ibu angin mama dan nunggu dalam dalam.
Hallelujah.
Yang lebih sulit itu usia bintang dua. Kita tutu lebih sulit ini. Gua indo lebih sulit ini. Usia bintang dua. And every time the program 10:30 every Sunday morning, it's about God of our nation. And this God is calling everyone. We think that money will solve our problem. We think that education will solve our problem. We think that achieving, or maybe going overseas, or whatever we do, it's good, but will not solve your problem. Because the Bible says that life is in the Word.
Amen.
Kami kan dua tamu di sambul abu seni kalau kau kau hangat sara kamu semua ni selalu ambat irua mesuaka kawasia kembali ezru mangai bagatakila mesuaka gay wasia ezru mangai bagatakila mai nak aku seni kila
emeni
mana hal talangan aku nama mana nanduri mata ikuaya kendera rere ikuaya kasih talangan itu leka kendera rebuni takarawa kembali matangani sikanindai. The solution to every problem that we have.
Amen.
Whether it's a physical, whether it's a spiritual, or whether it's mental. The answer is in the Word of God. And that's why we encourage everyone. We encourage every church goers. And we encourage every senior pastors. Vaga ungeti tiko na bisongo songolotu wa Kristo. Eundo na kamusiti utiko na lotu wa Kristo. But we can't see Christ in the Christian life. We're supposed to see Christ in the Christianity.
Yes.
And it's a big challenge. kembale bisule titwana kalo dola ko mai biao mai kalo ko mai mai ko elenga ko enera ko matamboko ko matareba ko eta putu diao ko enda mudwa ka ko ko lame lo ko dola mai ni lo ko dola mai ko magandu na e ona di zolata na izolo bibi kalim me kado timu kalim na lubemu ndwe mosbiko ndwe mola kamiko ngaina numa tiko kaliti ko na kalo se kaliti ko e kaliti ko ko ya en mataka ni sieni ko menda lo ko mai bi ko ya en mataka ni sieni la ndama ingara bi ko ya bagaya lo ko bagai dira kauta mai na numu ndu izolo zola kele na kani volta muni sando na numi kenda na kalo en sirbi na ni ko ni ko mbere ni mbimbi moy bale before you leave your home God knows exactly what you go through. Every word that departs from your lips, from your mouth, or even from in your heart, God already knew everything that you are going through. So feel free and open up. Don't mask yourself. You're wearing a mask, but don't mask yourself when you come to God. Because it's God knows everything that you're going through. God knows the pain that you go through. God knows the problem that you're going through. God knows the mountain that you are climbing. Some of us, we just starting, some of us in the midway, some of us we even try to reach the top, and God knows every problem that we are going through, and that's why he said come unto me, because he alone knows the plan he has for us, the plan to prosper us and never to harm us, and to give us a future that we hope for. The Bible verse of Jeremiah 29:11 is so easy for us to say, it's easy for us to talk about it, it's easy for us to start with our testimony or to share with somebody. But if you can only know the power that God created you in your mother's womb and designed you and put everything in you. So whatever you go through in life, whether you come from Lau, you come from Naikasiri, you come from Nandi, you come from Lamasa, you come from Mua, God knows everything that you'll face in life. You have the energy and the power and the authority because of Jesus who has sent us. The Bible says the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you have. Don't you know that you have the power of God in you, given by God because of the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. We want to encourage you this wonderful morning because of the problem, because of the situation that you're going through. And sometimes it was done by your forefathers, or maybe your neighbors, or maybe your spouse, or maybe somebody else. But because God lives, because Christ lives, you can face your tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Everyone sitting here this morning, those that are watching on television and those that are watching on Facebook, every one of us, we are going through trials and temptation, the mountains that we go through. And sometimes you feel lonely. Sometimes you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. But know today, the Bible says, come unto me, all of you are tired of carrying heavy loads. Yeah. I'll give rest to your soul. Take my yoke and put it on you, because my load is light. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to challenge our life today. And Jesus said, can I have a water? Can you give me a glass of water? And this woman complaining, you know, a lot of, about seven spirits came out from her. Her words alone shows the spirit inside. If you only know the love of God and the one that is speaking to you, you will ask him of water.
Amen.
If only Christians know the Christ that we serve. Amen. Danny, and I'm going to say, I'm making it no longer. He wants to get a word. Sit down. He spoke to the wind. Sit down and speak to the wind. Shut up.
Hallelujah.
And the disciple asked among themselves, who is this man? Even the wind and the waves listen to his voice. They don't know this was the voice in Genesis chapter 1. And the word of God says, there be light and shall be light. Digo ndambi tukinikuwa iko kote tikumaina no mulenga iko kote tikumaina with all dollar iko lakusha to right place at the right time with the right word. Oh hallelujah, slap your high five manda bika toka samge kabi kwa tiko ndonu ngona ngonu wosha ndonu amen niko tiko nala wosha nala sala nala niko tiko ndonu wosha ndonu 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 sam ndonu melo mala ngenge ndonu iko si ndonu mai mulu ndonu melo mala ndonu iko amen na kae zala bwana tamata eno ndonu bwana kalu because we are living in a life everything that happened in the spiritual will be manifested in the physical, so whatever is manifested in the physical, that is exactly what is happening in the spiritual.
Amen.
So that's why, children of God, you have the authority to bind every curses, every process in the spiritual realm. When you bind that, and that is God's authority that allows you to walk manifested in the physical.
Isaiah 55:8-9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens above the earth are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Ikona ndambi tukini kuwa sona kame ya dhona nomungula vaka mevisa ubalila indabika ikona numa nivina kabiko. Sabe kenda ya varongu tukumini kuwa duna kame ya dho emituba kandota likina nomungula. Sona kai kuna kita, sona kai waka dalaka.
Iyo.
Sona kai kwa kami kwa sandi turumbi akaniyado, yesa yado. Ini kwa merongo tuko na ndomi ni kilo wiko, nanonononuma, etu indume nanomu nanomu. Na vei kai kwa nanomu ni vina kaviko, etu indume na kai nanomu kwa ni vina kaviko. Yenda na rai loma laida, sangini reda na kani za wadawa. Gye kau kwa wiko patike yao. Mevakana yawa ni loma langi, mena ndele ni vuruvura. Sabaka kina, nanomu nanoma, kina nanomu nanoma. Maybe you listen today and you say to yourself, you've never forgiven yourself. Why? Whatever it is, maybe you got hurt, maybe your parents went a separate way. I was actually sharing yesterday on the family table talk. I remember all those Sundays. The Via Kavikere di Singatambu, not Tamago Kuturanga Rivaktawa. Via Kavikere di Singatambu, and I had any Tibola Tinangu, Naneto Valley, Sengakina in a lounge, open space, Brechuna Neto store. Kitona Nondonda Mitimakito Rechuna Katumini store. Wasting a tambo, and I am in a night to soul and a tinago, and Mavaro to get it on a Vimada, get on and Dandavo get it to get on a year to Nalanser, Langapolot, Vita Lanoa. There was a moment that we always talk with our parents about our future. Story after story, every Sunday, and we always call it the Bambakau night. Goninito Munuti Bambakau. Langono Soto, Susurak Chumikina, my father wanted me to be a doctor. Kito Lelima, I was the youngest. I'm sharing my story because you may be, you know, you can relate to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things that you have planned didn't work out. But always remember, he still has the best for you.
Yeah.
Oh. His thoughts are still the best for you. Gendo bata nsinga tabumaya, kito ndamitiko. Osarebe na tamangu, milato wala kasarebe tamangu. Nabingo nikete kito nandawa, langa seritu na langa poloto nandawa tungay say tamangu. I forgot that our kitchen has tap water inside the house. We have an outside tap for our farm. I ran out to go and get that water. Just in time to give it to my father. I'll never forget his face. There are moments of your life, like what Gatile was sharing this morning on about power in the word. At least you can have a roti kiko. One day my mom is not going to be here. One day my dad is not going to be here. But when it's so sudden, you're not prepared. I wasn't. From 3 at Jasper Williams High School. That day I will never forget. It changed my whole life. The dream that I used to talk about with my father to be a doctor, that dream was killed that night. Under Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans blessings I have for you, to prosper, never to harm, to prosper, never to harm, to prosper, never to harm. Hallelujah. That's him. He's telling you. Because his ways are higher. Maybe you raise your hand. Lord, valibebesu, ngora kama mina kakina. Yes. Kama kama mina kakina, kwena za kama miko. You're going to tell me the club. My husband, you took my husband. You took my wife. For that to benefit, yes. Vekenda na makamati, vekenda na matubale. You could say, tiko matikena na matubale. Make the decision now. And worship him in truth and in spirit.
Hallelujah.
Don't allow a 10-wheeler. Don't allow a truck. Don't allow a COVID for you to realize the precious value of your family and life. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, I alone knows the plan I have for you. I alone. He's speaking to Jeremiah to tell the Israelites that they were in Zion. They forgot everything in Zion.
Hallelujah.
So he took them to Babylon as slaves.
Amen.
They were slaves. Children of God, yes. They subject to Nebuchadnezzar. And they were complaining. They start to worship God. They start to go down to the rivers of Babylon. And they start to worship from there. When they were in Jerusalem, they never worshiped God. And So whenever you go through this life, regardless what the life throw at you,
amen,
that is the formula or the equation that God wants us to go through to make us better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, slap your neighbor and tell your neighbor, man, to make me better.
Yo, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Kago wako ya usakila. Usakila na nungu na numa. Because I believe those moments will never go out of your mind.
Yes. When he actually grabbed the glass of water, he just sipped once. You receive information. You hear all those stories when he's dying. And it may be you. You may be listening today. There are things you ask yourself, I could have done that. I should have done that. Or maybe somebody passed on because was not vaccinated, you're listening today. And you're crying in your heart, asking your husband or your wife, please be vaccinated, stay with us. Please don't leave us. No matter, regardless of what you think, that is just God's plan. You may say, to take away my father. I look back, I didn't understand God then. I don't drink. I don't go to parties like a normal young girl would be. I worked alone at the Regent of Fiji Hotel, traveling all the way from Lotoka to Nandi. Have access, go past hotels, what the world offers. I was never tempted. The only thing that was placed in my heart after I lost my dad was to look for this God, if there is anything else apart from the God that I serve through the church with my father. I was so hungry to find out more about this God with that question, why did you take my father? The deeper I search for God, I learned how to tithe when I'm only 14 years old. When I was only 14, I heard from the Assemblies of God church Nakai ba buli dikin, au buli dami kin na ndio ni katini. Au buli dami kin na lolo. I begin to. Stop.